before them, stripped of clothing, stripped of pride, shamed and beaten there in public, with the Roman rods applied.
Blow on blow across their bodies,
till their backs were torn and raw.
Then they dragged them to the prison,
locked them past the inner door. Were fastened in the stocks there.
Every movement brought them pain.
No soft bed to ease their bodies.
No relief from wound or shame.
Yet when midnight wrapped around them,
and no morning could be seen,
Paul and Silas started praying.
Then they lifted songs to him. At midnight they were singing,
with chains around them,
praising God with wounded bodies.
Before they saw release,
before the ground began to tremble,
before the door swung wide,
there was freedom in that prison,
the kind no chains could bind.
The prisoners were listening,
hearing worship through the night,
not from men untouched by suffering,
but from men who'd paid a price.
Then the prison foundations trembled,
every locked door opened wide,
every chain was torn from its fastening,
but their song had come before the sign. At midnight they were singing,
with chains around,
chains could bind. What if my midnight doesn't move? What if these doors stay closed?
What if no earthquake ever comes?
And this remains my road.
You are still God.
You are still good.
You are still worthy.
As you always were.
Not for an earthquake.
Not for escape.
Not for what you might do.
Jesus, I'll sing in the midnight,
because you are still you.
At midnight I'll be singing,
though chains around my feet,
praising you inside the darkness,
before I see release.
And where the foundations start to shake,
or every door
is reason enough.
They didn't sing
because the doors opened.
They sang
while they were closed.
They didn't praise
because the chains fell.
They praised while the chains.
Still they sing.